Yesterday, President Trump spoke at a White House event to recognize Native American Code Talkers. These are the Native American men who were recruited to create a code based on their tribal languages to help U.S. troops communicate in secret during battle. Three of the few Code Talkers who are still alive were at the White House to be honored. And then this happened.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
The president was referring to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who he calls Pocahontas because she has identified as part Native American. Warren and others called the comment a racial slur. The White House said it was not. Earlier today, I asked Jackie Peta what she thought about it. She's executive director of the National Congress of American Indians.
Immediately, I felt hurt for the Code Talkers. This event was so much about the Code Talkers, and I wanted it to be so much about them. And, you know, I felt like a little slighted that this opportunity would be used to make a political statement rather than to honor those in the room.
Do you think it's a racial slur?
The word itself isn't a racial slur, but the way that it is used sometimes is in a negative way, and it wasn't meant to be respectful of who Pocahontas was. It was meant to be used as a poke to a political adversary.
And so yesterday's event was meant to honor 13 surviving Native American Code Talkers. What do you think people should know about them?
Well, the Code Talkers were from World War I and World War II. The first ones were from the Choctaw Nation. Many other tribal nations had Code Talkers. And there probably is about less than 20 that are alive. And since they're so elderly, they're in their 90s at this point. Many of them couldn't travel. It was a really great idea. And I know the folks at the White House worked really hard to make sure that this was an event to honor those Code Talkers. For the first time for them to be able to come to the White House, to be honored by the president for their service and what they did to help actually win those wars.
Segment 1.
Yesterday, President Trump spoke at a White House event to recognize Native American Code Talkers. These are the Native American men who were recruited to create a code based on their tribal languages to help U.S. troops communicate in secret during battle. Three of the few Code Talkers who are still alive were at the White House to be honored. And then this happened.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
Segment 2.
The president was referring to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who he calls Pocahontas, because she has identified as part Native American. Warren and others called the comment a racial slur. The White House said it was not. Earlier today, I asked Jackie Peta what she thought about it. She's executive director of the National Congress of American Indians.
Immediately, I felt hurt for the Code Talkers. This event was so much about the Code Talkers, and I wanted it to be so much about them. And, you know, I felt like a little slighted that this opportunity would be used to make a political statement rather than to honor those in the room.
Segment 3.
Do you think it's a racial slur?
The word itself isn't a racial slur, but the way that it is used sometimes is in a negative way, and it wasn't meant to be respectful of who Pocahontas was. It was meant to be used as a poke to a political adversary.
And so yesterday's event was meant to honor 13 surviving Native American Code Talkers. What do you think people should know about them?
Segment 4.
Well, the Code Talkers were from World War I and World War II. The first ones were from the Choctaw Nation. Many other tribal nations had Code Talkers. And there probably is about less than 20 that are alive. And since they're so elderly, they're in their 90s at this point. Many of them couldn't travel. It was a really great idea, and I know the folks at the White House worked really hard to make sure that this was an event to honor those Code Talkers. For the first time, for them to be able to come to the White House, to be honored by the president for their service and what they did to help actually win those wars.